From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, October 7th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla has debuted a cheaper, stripped-down version of its best-selling SUV. The standard Model Y costs just under $40,000, but the new lower price doesn't quite cover the recently expired $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. The new vehicle lacks features like vegan leather seats and a screen in the back seat. It also has fewer audio speakers than other versions of the Model Y, no AM/FM radio, and a different roof. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to a trio of professors in the U.S. for their work in quantum mechanics. John Clark, Michelle H. Devoret, and John M. Martinez will share the 2025 prize. The winning trio's work allowed other researchers to create quantum bits or qubits, which aided companies like Google and IBM to build some of today's most powerful quantum computers. Here's Ole Eriksson, chair of the Nobel Committee for Physics, during the announcement ceremony today.
There's no advanced technology used today that does not rely on quantum mechanics and quantum physics. Examples are easy to find in the room: mobile phones, computers, cameras, and the fiber optic cables that connect our world.
Quantum computers promise to be faster than traditional computers and could aid in finding more efficient options for supply chains or discovering new drugs. And Dell has lifted its long-term financial targets on surging demand for artificial intelligence. The computer and software maker said today it now expects annual revenue to rise between 7% and 9% over the long term. That's up from a previous target of 3 to 4%. Dell has positioned itself as a supplier of servers and infrastructure used to train and run AI models. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.